In this episode of Good Deeds, we talk to a very important kind mouse, our friend Gina Wilkins. She is the founder of The Kind Mouse, which fights childhood hunger one little tummy at a time. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and Gina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Nanette.
Well, let's just start, first of all, with the big event. First of all, you're at Valspar this weekend. I think Friday and Saturday. Tell us what's going on with the Valspar golf tournament at Innisbrook and how they're going to help the Kind Mouse.
Well, what we do is we have a group of volunteers that go down to Valspar, and then Valspar does donate money to the group, to each nonprofit that goes down there. So depending on the hours that you have, you get a certain amount of money. And it's nice having the recognition, and it's really a nice team building for the volunteers and I. We spend the day enjoying it, you know, outside, enjoying the weather and the golf tournament, and it's a win-win situation. It's beautiful.
It is. And your fundraiser now on the 29th is going to be so fun and so exciting. Please tell us all about it.
Okay, well, it's a casino night. It's called the Mice and Dice. It's our second one. And it's heavy hors d'oeuvres with a carving station. And we're going to be playing a lot of casino games. Of course, we'll have a silent auction, a live auction, a bottle toss, a ring toss, and just a lot of things that just keep us active throughout the evening, actually. But then we're also going to be having a little presentation for everyone to understand about the Kind Mouse. And then after the presentation, we're going to go back and play more casino. And it's just to raise awareness of the hungry children in the area, plus the hurricane victims.
Absolutely. And so this is, folks, this Mice and Dice Casino Night. It's on March 29th. And in addition to all the groovy things that are going on, our friend Fiona Frenchet will be performing there. And I plan on going myself because I am so devoted to the Kind Mouse. And we'll have all the information. Where is this being held in Pinellas Park?
Okay. It's at M&N Event Hall in Pinellas Park. It's right off of Park Avenue, right before the wagon wheel, where the old wagon wheel station used to be. The wagon wheel at the flea market used to be. It's a very, very nice venue, and this is our second year there, and it's just beautiful. So we hope that people will come and just enjoy it.
Gina, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of the mission. First of all, you have been doing this for how many years now?
Well, we're going on 13. May is going to be our 13th birthday.
Wow. Congratulations, Gina. Well, folks, I want to brag on Gina before she tells us about how she accomplishes what she does. There have been 1 million plus tummies fed since 2012, 83,333 tummies fed on an average annually, 30 partner schools, after school programs, and other agencies serve. How have you done this, Gina? Walk us through what you do on a weekly basis here.
Well, we depend very heavily on volunteer hours. We average at least 10,000 volunteer hours a year. We pack food for the students. It's all non-perishables. We pack bags. We deliver them to the schools. The after school programs, we give them food also. We realized when we first started, first we were just working under the Pack a Snack program, which is through Pinellas County. And we were giving food to the children every Friday for Friday so they'd have it over the weekend. But I realized that with the enrollment of the schools, it seemed like we weren't feeding all that many children. And really what it comes down to is the manpower at the schools. The people who give out the food, they volunteer their time doing this. And it's a lot on them. So I just kind of asked some questions, and I found out where the children who were not getting served we're going to after-school programs, and that's where we work. I call it the agencies, and we then feed the children who are not getting served at the schools. We feed them through the agencies. So the schools are the first generation of hunger, and then the after-school programs are the second generation. And we just have volunteers who come in and they date the food. We put the expiration date on every item that goes out, and by Friday, every school, there are 11 schools, they all have their food. Over the summers, we pick we pick one or two schools and feed every child in there. And then we also, through the hurricanes, we fed so many people. It really hit home for me the year before from the flooding. My husband and I, we lost our home. So we knew exactly what it was like to wake up one morning and you're homeless. So we really went crazy with that. Spear Dream Foundation helped us tremendously. And we just helped as many hurricane people as possible. And we also had a festival, which I call a reverse festival. Instead of people paying for things, we had all the hurricane victims come and we gave them things. We gave them $100 gift cards. We had 12 other agencies there. They're giving out dog food, toys, whatnot. Santa came, Kind Mouse paid for their food at the event, and then we had a night at C.D. Roma's where Kind Mouse paid for their food also. So we want families to feel whole, and that's the big thing with Kind Mouse. Everything we want, we feed people with dignity.
You know, honestly, people do not realize that 1 in 8 children in Pinellas County faces hunger and food insecurity. And the other thing is that you're focused on Pinellas County. These are our neighbors, your neighbors. And, you know, you make such a difference. And, you know, how many volunteers do you have, do you think, at this point?
Well, on a regular basis, we probably have a consistent 40. However, our roster is over 1,000. And those might be people who just come once or twice a year. So we really have a wonderful base of volunteers. Plus, we have the outreach groups where we have children who do have food in their refrigerators. We start them at age 5 and follow them all through high school graduation. And we're teaching them how to run the nonprofit. They're packing food. They're purchasing food. They're coming on speaking engagements with me. They do events. There are little army, our little ambassadors that are going into the schools and giving children who do not have food. They're giving hope.
You know, and what I really like is you're cultivating philanthropy and volunteerism in young people as a lifelong experience, a lifelong commitment. Talk to me a little bit about how important it is to teach young people how to give back to their peers and to the community.
Well, you know, all little children, they're just so innocent. They're little, you know, they're so bright-eyed and just willing to learn. And they have such a sweet side that they want to help others. So we bring them in at age 5, and the first thing we do is we have them pack a bag after a little orientation. And most little 5-year-olds, because of Velcro, they don't know how to tie their shoes. So I always have them go around the table, and I teach them how to tie a double knot because they don't know how to put a double knot in the bag because they don't tie their shoes. So I'll say to them, do you know what you just did now? I tied a double knot. I said, yes, but do you know what you really did? No. I tell them, you actually fed a child this weekend. And they light up, and that catches them right then and there. And you'll see them as they get older, they start telling the little ones that also. But by starting them so young, you get a group of children who are growing up together, and they want to go out into the community and do better. And even if they don't stay in the food realm, they're going to be amazing adults thinking about others, sometimes putting themselves second to make sure that other ones are taken care of. And the compassion that these children have is just amazing. And, of course, they have amazing parents behind them. Their parents are encouraging this, make sure that they make the meetings, they attend everything. And it's a serious program that we have, but the children, at the end of the day, it's amazing. We had one, she was with us for 9.5 years. Before she even hit high school, where she had to have her volunteer hours recorded, she had over 1,500 hours under her belt. It's just amazing the amount of hours and the experience that the children are getting. And this is life skills.
Absolutely. So for those of you who just tuned in with us, we are talking to the Ultimate Kind Mouse, their leader, Gina Wilkins. They have an event on March 29th. It's an important fundraiser, and we're going to share all that information. Thekindmouse.org is where you get your updates. I just signed up for the newsletter, and Gina, I want to point out there's something adorable. You've refreshed your website. You have a new Facebook. There's something absolutely adorable on there, and that is the mice in the news. So I want to just highlight this. June and Twinkles are sharing the latest news from the Kind Mouse. And you actually let the kids bring up the latest update on what is happening. Tell me about that. This is a new, wonderfully charming, real-life stories from real-life kids.
Yes. Well, we have a program with our outreach. We have the mice in training, mice interns, and then we have mouse vision. And those who are interested in doing video, they join the mouse vision team. And these kids, we tell them what A is and what the finished product is, so A to Z, and then they have to fill in the blanks. And Mice in the News, we all came up, we voted on that name, and then the children find out what's happening today, and then they do a little snippet for it. It's just, and they love it. But it keeps them thinking, it keeps their curiosity up, they're creative, And the kids take turns doing it, and it's absolutely adorable.
So it was, and I want to just do a shout-out, too, to Jaden and Caleb. So for those of you who are listening, it's such a wonderful way to find out and get an update on the Festival of Needs. So, Gina, what else is coming up for you after this big fundraiser? I'm sure you have some more events where people can find you. And yes. I know people, if you go to the website, you can hit on volunteer or donate now. Tell us what's next after the 29th.
After that, we roll into our Easter food drive, and this is our 14th one. And we make it as easy as possible. All you have to do is contact us. We'll drop off empty bins and literature, and then we pick them up. It's very, very simple. Just go to our website. You can even just email us or call us. And so many people participate, and it's just it makes you feel good that you're helping others.
Well, I can tell you for one and all that I'd love to have a food bin to fill up for our Radio St. Pete folks as they come into studio.
Thank you.
We really love you, Gina. We believe in you. Parting words for those who want to support you and come to the event.
All righty. We would greatly appreciate your support at the event. You can go to www.thekindmouse.org. Under event is everything that you'll need to be able to participate. And if you can't make it, please think of these hungry children and the hurricane survivors. Food prices have gone up tremendously. Even if you're not able to donate money, think of volunteering or just, put us in your prayers that we're going to be able to take care of these people.
For Radio St. Pete and Good Deeds, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Thank you, Gina Wilkins of the Kind Mouse, for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.